Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. All my blessed buds out there on Radio Land, you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty, the host of the show. Tonight is Sunday night, and I have to tell you, Chloe and Bella and I are just starting to settle into our new space, our new temporary space, while we fight the Supreme Court and our relocation. And it's been nice. Thank God for some of my closest friends that have helped us schlep stuff 39 stairs one direction up, actually. Crazy, crazy. It's been exhausting. I have a Charlie horse in my right calf. That's been quite entertaining as I walk up the stairs with the Charlie horse. The visuals are left up to you. Use your imagination accordingly because, trust me, it is freaking funny. So I wanted to remind you that Wednesday, hump day, I have Tom Evans on. He's going to talk to us about living kindfully and how to channel your book. Yes. That'll be an interesting show, and as you know, I've got a few books that I'm trying to complete, but with having to be located and all this stuff, I'm mildly distracted and hopefully ready to hit the writing table in a couple of weeks to finish my edits so that my book can finally go out and the next one can start, and grad school starts as well. Crazy life to lead here in Living and Thriving Room. Tonight, I have author Carol Whitaker on. She is author of Ridiculously Happy. She has this crazy idea that you can, like, become happy from the inside out and manifesting the life and the body that you really want. Now, I'm dying to hear her opinion and how she thinks that we can accomplish and achieve such a task. And she will be on in a few minutes. She's all about healing and self-help and of course, a woman. Author, spiritual, love, life, kindness, joy, happiness, everything that encompasses this show. So I'm looking forward to that. I do have a sponsor for tonight, which is an interesting sponsor. Not something I would normally do, but this is interesting. Evidently, it is a new product out in the market, and it's a game changer for those of you who, you know, might go out to a party and have a little bit of a hangover. It's an actual chaser for shots of alcohol, which I'm not sure how I feel about that, but it's similar to Crystal Light, and you mix it with water, and it's supposed to be healthy, tastes amazing, and helps you change your hangover. It was created by a college kid, and it's only about 20 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and you can find out more information at nixchasers.com. And for our other sponsors,
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk & Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
Okay, now let's talk about Carol Whitaker. She is a cutie patootie. You can find out more information about her at carolwhitaker.com. She's all about unleashing your power within in yourself, and she's a speaker and an author, and she just has this real high energy in regards to transforming lives. And I am going to pull her on because I'm really thrilled to have her introduce herself and tell us who she is and what she does. Carol, are you out there, my dear?
I am. How are you?
I am terrifically terrific. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
I'm so glad to have you. So I gave you a little bit of an intro, but tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Carol Whitaker, as you said, and I'm a lifestyle fitness coach. And I'm a speaker and a mentor, and I also do life coaching. That people only want to do the lifestyle, the fitness part of it. They just want to do the life coaching. I do that too. So I help people, as you said, transform their lives from the inside out, and that comes by loving and believing themselves so their body falls into place, their love life falls into place, their relationships fall into place, their work falls into place. Everything falls into place when you love, honor, and believe in yourself. And that's my mission, to empower women and men alike to become the very best they can be.
So what did you want to be as a child?
I want to be a mom, and that I am. I have three beautiful children, and I want to help people. So I was young, and when I was 13, I got rheumatic fever and made me very sick. And from there, I got chronic fatigue and Epstein-Barr from being on antibiotics for 6 years. And when I transformed my life, I became so empowered, and I transformed my body that people started asking me. And then I decided, you know what? I want to go and help people become a life coach. And that's how it all evolved.
Very cool. So your cosmic 2x4 was actually to get rheumatic fever. This was that jump start kick in the pants that we all get.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You were only a little one. How did you get that?
From strep throat.
Ooh, strep throat. Okay.
So strep throat causes rheumatic fever. So, and it's also hereditary. My father had it as well. But having that and then having been on antibiotics for 6 years killed my immune system, so to speak, and threw me on my back and made me a very ill child and young teenager and young wife. When I was first married, I wasn't very healthy either. So everything started to evolve, and I started taking my life in my healing in my own hands, and my sweet mother helped me, and I got into all the natural things and studying the power of the mind and being positive. And my whole world transformed, literally. And my physique went from being sick and in bed all the time to being a fitness model and a fitness professional. So it's anything you can imagine, you can truly create and you can achieve if you put your mind to it.
That's amazing. I mean, a lot of people would take that and just stay stuck in that place. And you were able to crawl out of that. And that's pretty powerful.
Oh, yes.
I find to be probably the most empowering steps that a person can take, because really you're not going to get any further down, right? So you're only
pretty much. It was
forward.
Very rough. Yes, yes. In fact, after I was on antibiotics for 6 years, and after that, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and then Epstein-Barr after that. So no, Epstein-Barr, excuse me, and then chronic fatigue syndrome. So yeah, needless to say, it just wasn't very exciting or fun. And those are both viruses that don't ever leave your body. So I was like, oh, this is lovely. So I decided, you know what? I'm not going to be stuck in bed. I'm not going to use this as a crutch as I can't do things. No way. And so, yeah, I went full force, and my body's like, all right, let's step up to the plate. And it did. Beyond my dreams, actually.
Walk us through that process. So you're a teenager. You get really, really sick. You're already struggling because your body's growing and your mind's growing and your spirit's growing and puberty and all of these other things that happen.
Yeah.
Normally, then you're hit with this adversity for 6 years. And what was that process like? Did you journal? Did you contemplate
the
world?
It was a painful emotion. Yeah, emotionally it was painful for sure. I mean, all my friends were out playing, and I was too sick. I was in bed. In fact, when I was first diagnosed with rheumatic fever in the first stages, I had rheumatic fever for like six to 9 months, but then the aftermath was, as you said, years later. And I remember I couldn't walk up hills. I couldn't take the stairs. I was too weak. My muscles, my joints were swollen. They hurt. I couldn't open a gallon of milk because I was too weak. And I was 13, so to look outside and see all my friends riding their bikes and playing, it was a difficult time. And then from there my immune system was being so suppressed with the antibiotics, and I was getting weaker and weaker, and I got horrific headaches, and my fatigue was just, I was a happy person. But then I would just, I'd be happy, and then it just pulled me down. I'm like, oh, goodness. And so It was difficult for sure, but in the same breath, it is what empowered me to say, you know what, there's something better for me. And that will you we all have inside and that desire to be something more, it's because that's what's meant for us to be and to become. And so when I started to feel that, I'm like, you know what, Heavenly Father, and I went to my knees, I'm like, God, I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't know about you, but I know you put me on earth to be better than to be in bed all day long. And so I prayed for guidance and wisdom and to know how I could heal. And sure enough, I was led to tons of different healing energy modalities. EFT was a big one. I actually do that in my practice. I help people with release emotional burdens, and it helps with their health and everything. And that helped me substantially. So through all that I went through, it made me this powerhouse of a woman today. And people that see me now, I'm almost 45, and you wouldn't guess at my age. I almost have a 20-year-old who'll be 20 next week, and I've been married for 23, not next week, excuse me, at the end of the month. And I've been married for almost 23 years next week. And my life, I feel so alive and so vibrant, and I'm healthier and more in shape now than I was even 5 years ago. My body just keeps getting better and better and better, literally. And that's because my mindset, my self-belief, and the image I have myself is that which I am today. So it was a beautiful experience. It was hard, but in the same breath, I wouldn't change any of it because it made me who I am today.
Exactly, and that's a beautiful thing. So talk to us a little bit about the steps that you would recommend, just basic steps for non-believers specifically, because I have a lot of non-believers on the show, which is interesting because they still listen, in regards to, you know, just three key steps to starting to manifest and accepting that manifestation and starting to let go of the negative, chronic negative thinking, because it really is a chronic
issue. I'm so glad you said let go. So a lot of people think, oh, this manifestation stuff, it's hogwash, whatever. My life sucks. Look at my life, whatever. I want a better life. Everyone wants a better life. But look at all the poverty, look at all this different stuff that we don't want. And the reason why those are different aspects of our life that don't meet up to what our heart wants and the desire is because what we think about does not reflect what we want to have in our life. Our self-image does not project that of what we want to be. So people, for example, that are habitual dieters, they go on all the diets and they just can't shed the weight. I mean, I've had so many clients come to me like, oh my goodness, Carol, I had a personal trainer for 2 years and my weight wouldn't budge and he just couldn't figure it out. And I said, well, of course you wouldn't, because your self-image is that of I'm fat. So it doesn't matter how hard you exercise or how clean you eat, because your body is going to hang on to the image you hold. And as she did her coaching with me, one in particular, she was dumbfounded. Within 2 weeks, her body, she dropped almost 10 pounds just by simply shifting her mindset, allowing her body to be happy and have a beautiful environment to thrive in. And as she did that, her imagination and her belief system herself started to really unfold. And that's why her body reflected that, because she started to believe in herself so much so that she, her whole life transformed. She's like, wow, Carol, this is insane. I'm like, yeah. And another thing, when you said let go, people don't understand that when you want a better life, you have to forgive and forget the past. You have to learn from the past. You have to embrace your life experiences that you've been through, because had you not had those life experiences, it wouldn't have turned you onto a different detour to be where you were supposed to be to achieve the dreams you want. Many people will curse so-and-so, he did this or this, or my ex-husband did this or this, and they hold all this bitterness within their heart towards that person or whatever situation was, whether it's an abusive parent or relatives or friends or whatever it is. And then they think of that person again, not in their stomach, or they bad-mouth them, or even themselves. They won't forgive themselves for mistakes they made. And all of that is a very low energy, is a low vibration. And when we have that low energy, that's when we get depressed and we have anxiety and we crave junk food and we crave overeating, because we're trying to fill this void within us. And as you said, when you let go of those experiences and you look at your past like, you know what? Yeah, that really was the pits. But guess what? I learned so much, and I have a PhD in the hard knocks of life to become this powerful person. And when you embrace it that way, then those things from the past, they don't bug you. They sort of melt away. You don't even think about them. They literally don't even register. It's like you're talking about someone else's life. And when you do that, that's when you truly let go and forgive, and then you can move forward with such an incredible excitement for life. And then truly the sky's the limit, and everything starts to fall in place for you.
And I absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt, believe that you need to let go. But I also believe that there's a process in letting go. We definitely need to have those experiences and that emotion and that anger and that happiness and that sadness and the tears and the frustration. All of those emotions are very, very important. I think people misconstrue the concept of letting go as something that they're not supposed to experience.
Well, when you're ready to let go, when you're ready to let go, you've already been through all those emotions. You're fed up. You're ready to move on. So, all of those emotions, all those experiences are part of it, absolutely. It's not like you have a bad experience and think, okay, I can't just let go right this second. No, you validate those feelings. You acknowledge them. You just don't hold on to them and stay stuck in them. That's the key.
Exactly right.
And that's talk to us
a little bit about Ridiculously Happy, the secret to manifesting the life and body of your dreams.
Oh, my book. I love my book. Oh, my book is written from my firsthand experience of my life journey that you and I are talking about now. And it gives you literally step-by-step process to create the body and life of your dreams. It's not a little cliche to say that. It literally is a step-by-step from learning to love yourself to forgiving yourself, forgiving your past, to dreaming big dreams, to creating a reality board, to learning the power of the mind and how the law of attraction works and why God wants you to succeed, and then actually fulfilling, allowing that which you want to come to you to come to you, and having an action plan. And then it follows up with diet and nutrition and exercise, because your whole body, mind, and spirit have to be in harmony. You can't expect to change your life and have a higher quality of life if you don't honor and respect your body. And you can't have a really happy life and fulfill your dreams if you fail to respect and tap into your spirituality. It's all tied in together. So my book teaches all about that. It gives details and it has success stories. And then it also has exercises to implement and to practice what you're learning.
So talk to us a little bit about, what God wants from us. How do we really discern or determine, especially in a place where a lot of people give up? And it's funny, there was a post on Facebook today, and it said, "Thank you, God, for not giving up on me." Rarely do you ever see that ownership out there in the world. You see, why did you give up on me? Why do you dislike me so much? And God, the universe, Allah, whatever your religious center is, I'm just going to use God because it's the term that we're using tonight. What do you think is that piece that we're supposed to understand?
What he wants us to succeed? Well, we are all created in God's image. God, we weren't just thrown on earth and saying good luck with that, right? There is an omnipotent source and energy within everything, the grass, the trees, everything. Everything has this energy, and that's why creation is possible. And that energy resides within us. We all are spiritual beings. We're electrical beings of subtle energy, and the subtle energy is what creates. That's why when you touch yourself, you touch a light switch, you get shocked because you're made of energy. That's why people can get hit by lightning if they're playing outside in a lightning storm, because they're made of energy. And this energy is that of our higher self, what I like to refer to, which is our spirit within. And that spirit within is a deity. So when you're born, you have your physical body and you have your spirit, and together you create your soul. And this beautiful orchestration of body, mind, and spirit, when it comes together, is how you create your life on purpose. So God puts on earth to create our lives intentionally by how we think, because we attract what we are. You can look at the world around you and know what your habitual thoughts are by what you've attracted to you. So, for example, if that's why people that are really into yoga, they all find each other. Or those that love rock climbing, they all connect and find each other. Or those that are looking for their true love, all the single people find each other. It's because like attracts like. Our energies are magnetic, and we attract it to each other. So Heavenly Father, or God, when we are on earth, we're his children. We have his deity. So he wants us, just like a parent wants the very best for their child, well, he wants the same for us in all aspects of our life. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants to have a beautiful, happy relationships and families and friends, and he wants us to thrive, just like our beautiful Mother Nature expresses so eloquently and so perfectly the power of abundance. We are no different. It's only our own mortal limiting thoughts and beliefs that we have about ourselves and our life experiences that keep us from believing this beautiful creative power that lies within us. And when you embrace that, that's when you have this awakening I like to refer to. And it's like a light switch goes on and you just feel really happy. When I say ridiculously happy, I'm not over-exaggerating. Being ridiculously happy isn't always being bubbly and bouncing all over. It's having that beautiful peace, that essence within is like, life is good for no reason. I am so grateful for all that I am. I love who I am. I love my life. In fact, I say every single day, I say, I love my life so much. I love, love, love my life. I'm in love with my life. I really am. And it's because I'm happy and I'm grateful. I see the hand of God and the tender mercies of my life. I know I'm not alone. And when you have that security, it's like, okay. When you set your intention and you believe in it, then God orchestrates it and the law of attraction comes rolling right to you saying, okay, here you go. And life becomes beautiful and magical when you live your life in that energy and that essence.
No, and I just want to clarify, at least in my opinion, and you can jump in and tell me if you differ in that opinion, but we're going to have adversity. We're going to have issues. We're going to have problems. We're going to experience negative things. And that doesn't mean that you don't love your life. It doesn't mean you might not like the circumstances in that period of time, but life as a whole should be a very overwhelmingly pleasant experience.
Yes, you're right.
And a lot of people misunderstand also that piece of manifestation in regards to, you know, things happening that are very negative.
Right.
I believe that those are God's ways of making sure that you're challenged enough to keep you happy and keep you striving for happiness. That's my opinion.
Well, right. Yes, you're right. You know, as I was going to say, there's opposition in all things. And you wouldn't know to turn down the right road that were your fortune life, so to speak, if you didn't have a little downfall over here on this other path. So, yeah, we have negative things. They're just guidelines to let you know, you got to turn over here. This is the path you need to be on. And they're guidance systems if you think of them that way. And when you have down days, it's okay. It's what makes you appreciate the good, happy days. So, yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, if we all had perfectly blissful days 24/7, we would never have a desire to grow. We would never have a desire to reach out to God and have a connection with God. I mean, we wouldn't have a desire to become all that we are destined to be. We'd sit in the corner playing with blocks all day from when we were 2 years old because, you know, we're just content and life is good. But that's not how it is. Just like a child that has to learn how to walk. They know they're going to stumble and fall. They fall down, hit their head, but guess what? That desire inside say, no, I want to walk. And so they get up again and they get going, and then pretty soon they're running. But we're no different than adults. When we stumble and fall, it's part of life. It's part of growing. It makes us stronger. And you wipe yourself off, and you turn on the direction that you know that your spirit's saying, oh, yep, this is where we're supposed to be. And then you're like, that feels better. Thank you. So it's just a beautiful internal, I like to call it a GPS internal guidance system. Our feelings teach us and help us to know where we're supposed to go. When you feel really good, you're on the right path if it's connected with your soul. And when you're not, you're like, I don't like this. Okay, let's turn this way. Oh, yep, I like it over here better. And it's a beautiful life lesson of learning of what you want and what you don't want. So you had to have both to literally expand and to thrive joyously.
So give us a couple of tips and tricks as we wrap up the show.
For
expanding our lives, for manifesting, for being happy.
Okay.
Finding our
So the first and foremost, okay, so the first tip is learn to love yourself. So if I'm going to ask you right now, say, I can ask you, and all the listeners out there, I want you to imagine the very first thought that comes to your self-image you have of yourself. When you think of yourself, what do you think of? Do you see a healthy person? Do you see a very successful person? Do you see a person that's happy and thriving? Do you see a person that has the love of life of their dreams? Or do you see someone that's sad and overweight and, I'm never going to make much money, I'm not going to do this or that? Well, if you have any thoughts that come up that are limiting, I refer to them as limiting thoughts, just realize that's not really you, and those are false beliefs, and those are areas you can let go. So instead, start creating a new vision of you, a new blueprint of you, and see yourself being exactly the way you want to be in all circumstances. And then every time you look at yourself in the mirror, say, I love you. And look at yourself like, I'm amazing. And if there's things that are eating at you, write them down. and then write next to them what you've learned from them, and then rip the paper in half, and the parts that you wrote that you didn't like, rip it up and say, goodbye, I don't need you anymore. And then write thank you on the page that you wrote the positive things that you learned from. And then write 5 goals that you want to achieve within the next year or two, or maybe in 6 months, or 2 weeks, or whatever. A place where you can see it, and then make an action plan and move forward every single day. When we can become complacent and fail to believe in ourselves, that's when we become anxious and depressed, and life is hard. But if you wake up every day excited for life with gratitude in your heart, and you move forward every day in the direction of your dreams, I guarantee you'll live a happier, more successful, fulfilling life.
And you're going to be challenged, and you're going to be tested, and you just keep moving forward. I think that's the largest part of our human dichotomy or nature is that when we're on a good roll and all of a sudden the rug gets pulled off from under us, not to wallow
in
it.
It's okay.
Get up and walk.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Forward.
It's part of life. Wipe yourself off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, but also what? So what? That didn't work out for you. It wasn't better for you. Something better is in the horizon for you. You're like, all right. So your attitude is everything. Your perception is everything. Doesn't work out for you, no big deal. Learn from it and move on.
All right. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break, and then I want you to close up with the one message that you really want 200,000, 300,000 people internationally away from tonight's show. So that gives you a little time to think about it, and we'll be back.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
I can't hear you, Rusty.
You can't hear me?
Oh, now I can. There you are.
Okay. I was trying to.
Sorry, it was all in and out like you were, muffled. Sorry.
Muffled. That's okay. No, that's perfect. So Nick Six Chasers is actually the sponsor of tonight, one of the sponsors for tonight's show. It's a chaser for shots of alcohol so that you reduce, if not eliminate, the possibility.
I can't hear you again. You're all gone.
Carol, can you hear me now?
Oh, no, I can. You're back.
All right, I'm back. Very strange. We're having a little Wi-Fi issue, I guess. Carol, we have about a minute, so give us your wish, your manifestation for tonight's show.
I hope everyone listening tonight will step... Yeah, well, step in front of the mirror and say, you know what, you rock. I love you. And we need to own your power and step in that power that's within you. You're magnificent. Every single one of us on earth is here to create our own destiny. Embrace it and believe in yourself. And if you need help, go buy my book, Ridiculously Happy. It has guidelines. And if you have questions, email me. Contact me on my website, carolwhitaker.com. I'm here for you as well. And believe in yourself. That's my number one mission, is to help men and women to believe in themselves fully, to fulfill and accomplish that which they set out to do.
Yay! Big hug
to live
you,
a ridiculously happy life. Thank you.
I'm so glad we crossed paths in our way. And I look forward to learning more about you and your growth in the future and what the miraculous things you've accomplished. So thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, my dear. So go check out Ms. Carol Whitaker at carolwhitaker.com. Check out her book, her speaking engagements. She's got some freebies on her website. Go get her. And as always, I love you. You're beautiful. I am so grateful to walk this path with you and learn about all kinds of wonderful healing and living and thriving aspects of life. We get to do this together internationally all over the world. And, well, we get to do it twice a week. So until Wednesday, Tajin, that is worth giving.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.